This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors. Live from Salem this morning, our weekly legislative update, and State Representative Virgil Osborne. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you today?
We are doing busy, doing a lot of sunshine, I guess is what we're doing right now. But in Salem, while it might be sunny outside, it seems like it's rather stormy inside the chambers.
I would say that is an understatement, Kyle. It is treacherous that comes to mind when you come to Salem right now. It's pretty contentious up here. Don't know how it's going to end, but it's not pretty.
Now, yesterday, if I understand correctly, for three of the lawmakers, they passed the 10-day date. Explain the potential of what that might mean.
Yeah, I believe that's true. And I think by the end of the week that there will be several more will also pass the 10-day. So when Measure 113 was passed, that said that when you miss 10 days of floor session, you basically are not eligible to run in the next election. I don't know. I'd be pretty sure that they're going to challenge Measure 113. But when you're in the Senate, you also have your election period is every 4 years. So a lot of the elected senators were just elected. And so they've got, you know, the better part of the next 4 years to deal with it. I don't think it's going to slow down the walkout. You know, obviously, it hasn't slowed down the walkout. And I think they're walking out for very good reason.
Now, what about, let's go back to when that measure was put in place. It passed in Oregon by a wide margin. Does that concern you?
It did concern me. I think that, of course, I was in the middle of my campaign at the time. So, you know, not having been in the building yet, I wasn't aware of the repercussions of that, although there was some thought given to it. I think that the majority of Oregonians that voted for it probably didn't realize what they were voting for and the potential that it would have, because I'm sure there's a lot of Republicans that voted for that bill. But I don't think they really thought about what the repercussions could be in the event that we got into another situation like cap and trade. I think it was put in place. The measure came up because of what happened with cap and trade. And I think the Democrats specifically knew that they could get this 113 by, which is what they would use to block us from being able to deny them quorum. Unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for us and unfortunately for them, we're a little tougher than that. So we're going to deny them quorum and we're going to make them earn it. And I think House Bill 2005 is bad enough. 2002 really crossed the line. I mean, taking parental rights away, I think they have awoken a giant, a sleeping giant, and I think they're in trouble, to be honest with you, Kyle.
And do you feel like everything else has kind of come to a screeching halt right now in terms of other measures, or are some things happening?
There's not much happening. Yesterday, I think we only were able to get through two bills on the House floor. That's not true. We actually did finish a few more, but of course, the Senate's not sending us anything right now, but we do have a fairly big backlog of Senate bills that we need to get through. So we'll have enough to do on the House side for, you know, the foreseeable future. There has to be at least 100 bills, I think, on our agenda to do. And at the rate we've been getting through them, that's going to take a few weeks to get through them. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and you've only got a few weeks left in the constitutionally mandated length of the session. So what could be the repercussion of that?
Well, unfortunately, the bills that aren't voted on die. And right now, May 19th, which is the end of this week, is the chamber deadline for the Senate bill. So if it hasn't been scheduled for a work session, in most committees, there are a few that are exempt from that. But if it hasn't been scheduled for a work session, then the bill's dead. And if we can't get through those bills by the end of June, any bills that are still outstanding, they also die, which may very well end up being the case for 2002 and 2005. We just don't know yet how this is going to play out.
What about legislation you've been working on? Where is it at?
Well, sadly, the legislation that I've been working on is most of it's gotten through the Senate, and it's gotten through the committees on the Senate side because it went to there, and now they have to go on the floor in the Senate. And if the Senate's not on the floor, then my bills are also doomed to die. Which, if my bills dying means that we don't end up being letting 2002 get through, I'm fine with that. Although I hate it. Sometimes you have to make sacrifices in places where you just don't want to get what you need.
What is the thoughts among Republicans in terms of increasing their impact, meaning getting more folks elected so that you've got a closer to a more even mix between both parties? Do you feel like that is likely just given the way the state is trending right now?
Well, I hope so. I think, you know, the magic number is, you know, 31, 16, and 1. That's 31 in the House, 16 in the Senate, and of course, the governor. If we can change any one of those three, that will help stop the nonsense that we feel is continuing to just proliferate in the state. I think that shoving bills through, like House Bill 2002, which is, of course, the abortion and a transgender bill, I think shoving those bills through, like the Democrats have done, is certainly going to cost them. The sad part is people have short memories. So I don't know if, you know, the next election is going to be in 24. And of course, most of your House members will be up for re-election. I just hope that people remember what happened here. And we're not going to let them forget, of course. We're gonna fight like heck to try to remind them. But there are some vulnerable Democrat seats, and hopefully we can flip those seats and get at least we would be fantastic if we could get 31 in the House. That would give us a little more control.
And as things are kind of stalled at the moment, what about where are we on the state budget?
Yeah, interesting. I figured you'd ask that question. So the budget forecast is actually coming out tomorrow. We have been told that there is more money than they thought there was going to be, which is good news. We don't know yet. We'll know tomorrow. We'll have a pretty good idea where we are going to be. Another situation here is that also has to be voted on by the House and the Senate. So if the Senate's not in office, we may end up with a situation where the budget may not get approved. So there's that. So I don't know. It's going to be an interesting week, and it's going to get pretty dicey toward the end of the week, I'm afraid.
And looking at the state education budget, you're looking at numbers, and districts are hoping for a certain number, likely, as they look to hire people for the next school year and all of that, with the potential there to leave local school districts kind of hanging.
Potentially. I think that the Republicans have asked for a little bit of an increase in that budget over what the Democrats had asked for. I want to say the original was 9.9. I think we're asking for 10.3 or 10.4. I'm not on that committee, so I don't remember. I don't know exactly the numbers, but I think that I believe the state will continue to operate at its regular at the level we're at now, in minimum, and don't quote me on that, but I believe that's how things would work. But we're going to need, obviously, the price of labor and everything else has gone up, so they need more money to operate at the level they need to operate. So this is going to hurt everybody, and this is something that's caused by Democrats forcing policy over more concerned with agenda than people.
Do you feel like this is going to get solved anytime soon?
Lord, I hope so. No, I do not, actually. I feel like that the Democrats don't, you know, President Wagner does not want to come to the table and bargain. They have came to the table and had a discussion with both sides, including the House and the Senate, and there was no progress made. And the simple answer from the Senate president is no, he's not going to give in on anything. So, no, I really don't see this thing working itself out. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't work out all the way through the end of session. So we'll see how the governor plays her hand on this and what she's planning on doing. At this point, I just don't know.
All right, we're out of time for now. We'll check in again next week with State Representative Virgil Osborne. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care. Bye-bye.
8:40 at the Morning Report.